Hi everyone, today is Wednesday, May 6th. For today's team call, I wanted to talk about the power of getting started right now. Not in a month, not next week, right now. So the format of this call is going to be more of a questionnaire where you will want to pause me after each question and evaluate your response where you are right now as a brand new coach or a veteran coach or someone who wants to get back involved and have sort of fallen off track. No matter where you are as a coach right now, though, it's time to evaluate where you want to be and realize your insane amount of potential. So I know so many of you are brand new coaches on the team, and welcome to you. If you are new, I'm so excited to have you on the team, and I think this is going to be a great call for you too. This is an awesome time to get started and do a call like this because you can evaluate where you want to be in a week or a month or whenever. Also, I want to make sure you're focusing on the new coach mentorship training if you're new, because that's how you get started super strong and understand what coaching is all about. But what I want to go over tonight is your potential. If you are striving to hit Success Club, which you all should be, it's the measure of success in your business, and you all got started because you want to help people, or if you want to hit Emerald rank or another rank, I want to ask you a few questions. Again, no matter what your goals are, these should fit in as well, so make sure you're taking a lot of notes and pause me after each question. So that means you shouldn't be driving. You should be alone in a quiet room with a notebook, a pen, or your laptop with like a document open, because I'm going to be asking for your responses, or you can submit them to your upline. And if you choose not to, make sure you're still reporting back to your coach, because I really think this is going to be a game changer and help you analyze where you're at right now. So make sure you pause me after each question. I cannot state that enough. Number one, what's holding you back? Are you making excuses because you don't have time? Well, you can utilize the power hour concept. I have so much training on that. And if you search in our team group at the top right corner where it says search, you'll find all of the information on the power hour. And that's basically a focused time where you focus only on your business. You turn off social media, you turn off your phone. And if you still can't find it in the group, definitely message me. Honestly, you guys, when I first started as a coach, I didn't have any aha moments. I had been doing Turbo Fire for 5 months, so I was already a product of the product, but I didn't have that spark or drive to really work my business. School was my priority, but even though I still got in the three vital behaviors every day, it wasn't until Coach Summit 2014 in Vegas that my whole world just changed. That's why I want to be asking you these questions so you can reflect deeply on what is holding you back. So I hope you answered that, because we are now moving on. Number two, are you suffering from self-doubt? Never could I ever have imagined I could make it to Diamond or attend Summit or attend Platinum Edge, but I did. And you know why? It's because I conquered that voice in my head that said I wasn't good enough, I wasn't as talented as the top coaches, or as pretty, or as in shape. But I worked my booty off. I hit Success Club consistently. I recruited nonstop. I helped coaches get started right, and I earned those trips. I made it happen. They also helped my business take off, and I hit Diamond the day of, literally right at midnight, the day that I left for Platinum Edge in the fall. How I overcame the self-doubt is by, doing the three vital behaviors. I worked out, and this helped me gain confidence. I personally invited people and started making and building relationships, which also gave me confidence, and it helped me become more social. And of course, the most important area is for personal development. I still do, I listen to at least 2 trainings a day, and I try to get in part of or an entire audiobook in daily. And if I can't do that, I'll listen to an old National Wake Up Call on the podcast app or a Summit training on the podcast app when I'm driving. But seriously, whenever I have time where there's silence, so like driving, cooking, cleaning, sometimes even when I work out or when I'm getting ready for the day after I shower, you bet I'm listening to personal development. And that has been the number one helper of overcoming my self-doubt. So ask yourself that question. Are you suffering from self-doubt? Now you know how you can overcome that with time and dedication to doing it. Number three, do you realize how close you are to accomplishing your goals? Even if you're just striving for Success Club 5 this month, That means you're three people away. In the coach mentorship, you wrote down, or you should have written down, 100 names of people you know. My list when I first got started was over 300. If you have reached out to all of those people, you could be at crazy Success Club numbers, help so many people on their fitness journey, and possibly turn them into coaches. You don't necessarily need to be on social media and be a genius at it and help random people. You can seriously just focus on friends and family, especially as a new coach, and that's called your warm market. So, how many coaches do Beachbody coaches as a whole sign up weekly? Well, if you're on the National Wake Up Call every week, you know there are about 100 new, at least on average, 100 new diamond coaches per week. You need 8 coaches to be diamond, with 2 emeralds, 1 on each leg. That's 12 total. And according to the average amount of diamonds that are diamond on the National Wake Up Call, that's 1,200 people becoming coaches. So I have to ask you, how are these people who are no different from you hitting diamond, hitting emerald, which is just 2 coaches, and you probably have more than 2 family members? Then that's where everyone starts. But how do these people get the ranks? They're no different from you. So break that down. Do you realize how close you are? Honestly, if you are consistently doing the 3 vital behaviors, posting quality on social media, and doing trainings, you can post 1 to 2 call to actions per week if you're posting quality. You can be inviting 10 people per day and you're just building those relationships and adding people to your network. You can hit these goals and ranks in no time. 0 to 60 if you have that commitment. Make sure you take your time answering that one. Number 4, what is holding you back? Why aren't you going for it? I know you all can be doing so much more, so why aren't you? I know this may sound like tough love, but I want to work through this as a team. Why aren't you going for your goals? Does it go back to that self-doubt? Because you truly are the only one stopping yourself. It's time to realize why you're holding back and conquer whatever that hindrance is. Number 5, what do you need more of? What can I do to help you hit Success Club or Emerald or Diamond by the end of May? By the end of May, I want you to walk into Summit and wear that badge that says Emerald or Diamond or Star Diamond and attend that Success Club party where we celebrate how many lives we've changed as a team. Do you realize, you guys, that last year I walked into Summit and I had a badge on that just said coach, even though I had the potential to have hit Diamond by then? Because I started coaching in April and I didn't do that much in my first 2 months. I regretted that hardcore, and I do not want you to regret not pushing when you could have been. I am a very big fan of friendly competition, so when I heard about the Team Cup for Team Uproar with my coach in the fall, I strategized my butt off and I won. I was number 1 and I won that beautiful, nice Canon camera, a Michael Kors purse, tons of personal development, tons of like Beachbody swag, and I hit diamond during that time. I personally love incentives and I love giving, but that's just me. Everyone has their own drive and what helps them conquer their goals. So what is that for you? I really hope you guys are pausing this because I really do want to help you get to your goals and way beyond. So what do you need more of and what can I help you do to hit your goals? Number 6, are you scared of putting yourself out there? This should really resonate with you if you're a new coach specifically and you haven't gone public with becoming a coach yet. And I'm here to tell you that you will continue to be scared if you don't try. If you wait around for months to hit Emerald or hit Success Club, this really won't make you any more prepared. If anything, you'll feel less prepared because you haven't been putting in the work. So don't be scared to help. Be scared to hold back. Be scared not to invite people. How many people are you holding back on because of your own self-doubt? Being scared of rejection and getting your feelings hurt, I'll be honest, it's kind of selfish. Do you know how many people tell me no every day? Last month, I got well over 100 no's. But that just fueled my fire and I planted that seed. So don't let the fear of rejection ever hold you back. Let it motivate you. What's that quote? I think it's like, don't let the fear of rejection, of striking out, keep you from playing the game or something like that. I love that quote. But anyway, I hope you answered that. Are you scared of putting yourself out there? And think about why. Finally, number 7, do you feel like you're at a plateau? Trust me, I felt like this. I thought I was constantly inviting and emailing and posting and talking to my upline, all that. But then I talked to my coach about it, and she had me write down all my business building activities that I did every day. Well, you could probably guess, but I wasn't really doing them. I had trouble even tracking them because I'd get so distracted throughout the day. When I was marking down what I did at every time of the day, a lot of it was scrolling the newsfeed, and you can totally use the Kill the Newsfeed app on Facebook so you don't see any of that. Or I'd start emails and then I'd get distracted if someone messaged me on Facebook. So this is when it's super important to really make your business hours and stick to them. So for me, I always do about a 2 hour long power hour in the morning, every morning, and I respond to emails. I'll post on social media, and usually I prep it the night before. I do follow-ups. I post in my challenge group and our team group. I respond to messages on Facebook last. Then I'll do my workout, plan a team call or training. This isn't in my power hour. I'll check into that training group. And then at night, I'll post again. I'll do a blog. I'll post a call to action. And these are more time-consuming things in the evening, but it's still business building, and I don't have it in with my morning power hours combined. So if you feel like you're stuck, please do this activity. Mark down how many people you're talking to every day. Write down how many people you're adding to your network every day. Write down if you're checking into the training you're in. Make sure you're doing that. If you're doing the three vital behaviors, which are essential to building your business. If you're following up with people because people forget or your email might have gone to spam. All of this adds up, and it really, really helps to track exactly what you're doing so you know what you can cut down on or add in to your business hours. So I hope that you really, really paid attention to that one because it's super important. But that about sums up this team call about the power of getting started right now. My challenge to you all is that you send your responses to your upline or to me so we can discuss what you can be doing and why you're holding back. It's time to really get into motion and become the coach you have the goal of being, or you've had that goal for months. If you get started right now, if you go to coachsummit2015.com and sign up for Summit right now, and you go, I promise you that this time next year, you're going to look back on where you are right now and say, I'm so glad I got started at that point, because there will be people that coast over the next few months or make the decision to not attend Summit, and they won't have that advantage and that training and that spark to ignite their business. And I don't say this to make you feel bad about yourself. Honestly, I was there. I was terrified. And I've told you all my stories about Summit and where I met my success partner and my best friend and how I had so much anxiety going alone after I just graduated college. But you have to look at where you are right now. Are you where you want to be as a coach, at your fitness level or at your nutrition? Our business is changing lives, so we have to be willing to change our own. The first step is starting right now. After you listen to this call and pause after each question with your response, please reach out to me and let me know if this was helpful. What were your top takeaways? Please, please, please comment below. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how much crazy, amazing, awesome change is going to happen in your business. So let's do this, team. I hope you're all having an amazing night, and I will talk to you soon.